I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Lithuanian Land Forces Day Ceremony and Department of State. The Lithuanian Land Forces Day Ceremony was held recently in Kriskaunas, Lithuania, commemorating a 15th century Lithuanian military victory. This year's event marked the 80th anniversary of the beginning of Lithuania's post-war resistance to decades of Soviet occupation. The 2nd Battalion, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division participated in the ceremony with Lithuanian military members, improving interoperability and improving relationships. Here is U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Pratt, commander of 2nd Battalion, speaking about the ceremony.
This has been a great experience so far for the Stallion Troopers. There's been a couple of instances where they've gotten to experience the culture and train alongside our Lithuanian partners. One was we did a sports day out on the coast of Lithuania. The troopers got to compete in a myriad of sports events with them. It was a great time. The other is we've been training alongside our Lithuanian partners as it relates to maintenance. So we've invited them in to see how we do maintenance, to help them with their maintenance, to teach us how they do it. It's been great to build some interoperability as it relates to some of our processes, maintenance, and then we're going to start here shortly getting into some of the summer training density where we'll be training alongside them in a tactical scenario.
Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken met with Mexican Foreign Secretary Alicia Bárcena at the Department of State recently, discussing things such as climate change and cleaner energy in the Americas. Here's the Secretary of State with some remarks at the Department of State.
We're advancing the clean energy economy together. Clean hydrogen, for example, produces only water as a byproduct, as you know, as opposed to the carbon dioxide emitted by burning fossil fuels. It could be a game changer for our climate. So, we've launched a clean hydrogen working group to coordinate on technical as well as on regulatory issues and help grow this renewable energy source across the Americas. Going forward, our countries will collaborate in new ways to take this partnership to the next level. Today, I'm happy to announce one such effort, the Western Hemisphere Semiconductor Initiative. Thanks to funding from the Bipartisan CHIPS Act, this initiative will turbocharge countries' capacity to assemble, to test, and to package semiconductors, beginning with Mexico, Panama, and Costa Rica.
For more information, visit DivisHub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.